One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We got tour disc lineup. We got Orlando and Tampa.
Yep.
We're going back to Tampa.
Oh, we got to help. It's for the community.
It's for the streets. The streets.
Yes.
Is there a hurricane down there?
Yeah, Hurricane Milton.
Hurricane Milton.
Killed a bunch of people.
Now, are we actually helping with the community or are we just taking the money and keeping it?
With comedy.
Okay. We're using the comedy to help the community.
Yeah.
It's going to fill them up like a potato stew.
Yeah.
Get ready. Are we going to Side Splitters?
No, we're going to Funny Bone.
Oh, hell yeah.
When we get rich, we'll do hurricane relief. But right now I need
hurricane relief.
We need bank account relief.
Luke, would you grab my Chris's chair and bring it in here?
We're rolling.
My big strong helper.
That's what you should call everybody. Always. My big strong helper.
Hey, my big strong helper's coming here. Watch out. Here he comes. Oh my goodness. Back in the saddle again.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if American Ninja Warrior, because we completely ripped that off from those Japs.
Yeah. You could argue that they stole it from American Gladiator.
Fair.
Okay. Who made TV? Who invented the television?
Mr. Sony. Who didn't invent television?
Chip Chang. Definitely Americans. Just like everything else that matters.
Television?
John Bard?
John Whiteman.
John Army Whiteman.
Yeah.
John Marine.
Nick, would you look at the camera? And now we got focus set, back to manual. Okay. I like watching, when you see a high budget podcast and the camera is hunting for focus. That's crazy to see.
You can see that?
Yeah.
I wish
I could
see it.
They leave the camera on autofocus, and it just the lens is searching back and forth for focus the whole time.
Which one are you seeing it?
Lex Friedman.
Really?
The biggest podcast in the world, the focus is fucking going back and forth? It's ridiculous.
I'm glad you brought up the biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah.
Because the second biggest podcast in the world.
Lex Friedman.
It's not.
He's got the number two slot as well.
Mm-hmm. He's got number one and number two.
Yeah.
No, is who's that guy? Sean
P. Diddy Combs?
Sean Combs.
Sean Combs podcast.
Sean William Scott.
Make him gay. I'm addicted to making rappers gay.
And who wouldn't be?
Why wouldn't you be?
Making me gay like every day.
What
give
else
me
are you
that dick
do?
So your comb will spray. Hell yeah. This is fun.
Chris, do you have this locked in the reclining position?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
It
Chris's style is
No. I do it normal, but somebody broke it, I think.
Somebody broke it?
I think somebody sat in it weird. And then it's
nope, it's regular. Okay.
There you go.
Pepperoncini. I'd like a mob boss to give me like a simple simile about, or like a little limerick about not a limerick. What's the term about the simplicity of a pepperoncini's spice?
Just romanticizing about the spice.
A pepperoncini.
Uh-huh.
Like you know when Last Action Hero when the Anthony Quinn, the retarded old Italian guy,
yeah,
like, you do it 360
on me.
Like that.
It's a 180, you moron.
It's a 180, you moron.
Chris, you gotta get this chair fixed, my brother.
Yeah.
My brother from another mother.
I'm just living with it. I'm just living with it.
Chris, how's your job satisfaction?
It's good.
Will you turn my headphones up? Are you getting burnt? You getting burnt out, Chris?
No.
Do you hate when I text you on weekends?
No, not if I'm got nothing going on.
Interrupting Chris.
Chris is cooking this weekend.
The Sam Hyde story.
Yeah.
Were you cooking up some jerky?
No jerky. I was attempting some pork butt.
Uh-huh. Is that why you didn't answer me?
No, I was doing something else.
Knee deep in that pork butt.
Well, I'm an army of one at home. I gotta cook and clean for myself, and I'm all alone.
Well, Chris, just don't cook or clean.
Yeah, that's all.
Just order McDonald's
all and eat out and kick the trash out.
That's a good point.
Chris's house is a domain of neatness and cleanliness.
But don't worry, I don't mean to encroach or piss you off.
No.
I know it's probably annoying.
You know, I love this office so much, but the.
Do you love this office?
Well, the distance makes the heart grow fonder. So you have a little.
I love this office.
It's good. Are you going to be sad when we go to the different one?
No, this office sucks.
Oh, this.
I hate this office.
People make
you just
the
said
office.
You loved it.
But working with you guys is my life. It's my favorite thing.
Yes.
Do you think so? Do you feel that way?
I mean, it is.
Is this just a job for you?
It's both. I mean, it is just a job.
Fuck you, Chris.
Don't say fuck.
You're saying it's just a job?
No, it's not just a job.
Oh.
It's both. But it's it's a very dynamic thing.
I wouldn't know what I would do without you guys. Probably kill myself.
Yeah, I'd
probably go to your house and kill myself messily.
Messily?
Chris, I know you're making pork, but I had to kill myself.
I had to shoot. I shot myself in the shoulder, not the head. Damn it.
Chris, come finish me off.
I'm bleeding.
God damn it.
I severed an artery. It's going everywhere.
Chris, get me an Aeron chair so you can kill me quiet and peacefully.
Roll my hands over with the Aeron chair. But cut my arteries first on the tops of my hands.
Chris, tourniquet my arms and legs.
No, nobody's going anywhere. Nobody's self-harming.
This is the best, man.
It's good.
You should enjoy the golden era.
The golden era?
You never know what's coming.
It's true.
Down the pipe.
It gets worse.
Yeah.
It could get better.
Could get better. But it might get worse. Odds are, historically says that it always just gets worse. It's true, though.
I'm
really
optimistic. I think life is so good.
No, I agree. Life is great. But the times when they're, you don't realize how good they are in hindsight. And that's
very
spent
true.
A long lot of my life being like, that was great.
Yeah.
And like, oh, making video is shit. No, it wasn't.
No, it was great.
It seemed bad by comparison. But now that I understand Brené Brown's theory on that comparison is the thief of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that a lot of people like to say.
You have to bake it into your memory.
Mm.
And you have to be, I enjoy the low parts too.
Yeah.
I do.
When it's
I really
awful.
Do. I really do enjoy that, even though we know how awful it gets.
Oh yeah. I love having like full on mental breakdowns.
But what else is going on?
Yeah. I had nothing to do.
And the other thing is I was thinking about how just in general, if you have a, there's a lot of things like this, but if you have a girl, if you have a woman who's supportive and at least doing like 80% of her job, you got most billionaires beat.
100%.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Like you got Jeff Bezos beat.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it doesn't matter if your woman has a little extra fat on her thighs or she's got a bitchy attitude some of the time.
Suck it up.
Whatever, man. Because you literally have most billionaires beat. On that.
If you have like breakfast.
These guys are either getting chewed up by Latinas. Who's Jeff Bezos's?
A fucking newswoman. You know she's having her ex-husband on his boat. Imagine having Tony Gonzalez. 6'5" Mexican.
Oh no, this is the divorce.
Yeah.
That's the one that left and took all the money.
Girlfriend. GF.
She's worth $32 billion. Why? Because she spread her fucking legs. Wow. And this is the new one who's bringing her ex-boyfriend on the yacht.
She looks like a human fucking Pomeranian.
She looks like a fucking cum receptacle. Human Pomeranian's good.
Oh my God, Jeff. Luau, you coming me. Wow, Jeff.
Can I bring Flamo on the boat?
Why? He teaches me the salsa dancing. Why you not wear the jacket that I bought you with all your money?
But yeah, it's like there's the little victories like cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, you got to appreciate.
I appreciate cigarettes.
Every cigarette. Everything like that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Every blowjob.
Every
normal blowjob.
I got to start appreciating blowjobs more.
every hand job where she's rushing you.
Right, right. Where she's saying,
just.
Can you stop?
Yeah.
And you're like this.
No.
We just went to the mall. We're in the middle of a mall parking lot. And you're like, Keep going. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, I need this.
You're reaching for your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You think for a second about scrolling on your phone while you're getting a blowjob.
I always do this. My favorite joke is always to go like, set it up like you're like aiming the camera lens right. Like, stop it. It's so funny. Dude,
if you were to film a blowjob, would you just film yourself in the back of her head, or would you film
your face?
Oh, it feels so good. How does she fit it all in her mouth? Wow, she must have a huge mouth.
It's just cropped your face. You're describing what's happening.
I'm getting head oral. Oh,
hell yeah.
Wow, you're setting up propositions to have your dick like abnormally large.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I can't believe she had her throat hollowed out so she could fit my
She's dead now.
Oh, I can't believe I killed my wife with my huge telephone pole cock. She told me, please don't hurt me, to make me unhinge my jaw to wrap it around it like a snake.
Her spine's, she's got spina bifida now.
Yeah, I fucking squeezed her down on it like a nylon.
She's not even there.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just jerking
she's
off.
She's in divorce court.
Not even hard. you got McDonald's on your lap.
I'm getting handed divorce papers. I'm crying. I'm begging her to come back to me.
What's that buzzing sound? Is that your mic, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah,
it is.
I'll just do this.
Can you figure out what the fuck is happening?
It's some sort of ground.
Try putting something under the stand, maybe. See if that helps. You putting your phone under the stand?
Put Jeff Bezos' wife under the stand.
He's putting his phone.
Oh, my head. Jeffy, you're so big.
It worked.
Yeah, get
on a napkin. Hey, you want a stack of napkins?
Yeah.
Use these books, actually.
There we go.
What
a grab.
Caught two books in one catch. Wow. Nicely done.
Well, is that Gronkowski over there?
Nice, Chris.
Juggling.
Is that big retard Gronkowski?
We got crackling?
No.
Hey, there we go. Yeah,
it's a book.
Chris, what are your ambitions? What are your dreams that we need to help you with? How can we help you flourish as a human?
I don't have a lot of ambitions.
You don't?
Maybe you can...
I like chips. know what's good? Chicken wings.
No,
that's what you say to one of your life's ambitions. You know what's good? Chicken wings.
ambition.
What do you need to get to the next level here? Not in terms of your own, just in terms of happiness. What's going to make everything cooler?
That's a good question. Chips. I don't know.
I was hoping he was going to say Nick.
I've been playing
chips or Nick.
I've been playing making some music recently that I enjoy. But that's just a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy it. It's like my highest form of like
spurking
fulfillment is audio.
Yeah. It's like the most like it's like the least divisive form of enjoyment. Like it's like pure.
Mm-hmm.
So that
Mm-hmm.
I would say that for now.
You ready to do game audio?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also passionate about game stuff.
I mean, we need music for that too, but I think we need like we need the most killer soundscape of all time.
Steve Vai, I mean, that's Halo.
Steve Vai, Halo. Yeah, I mean, I did a lot of
Chris Lynch, Joyride.
That like years ago when I made the library.
Yeah.
So that's a good foundation.
I can't wait to fucking get my teeth into that. It's gonna be.
What's your
so awesome.
Pure purest time where you feel like at complete?
Probably motion graphics, which is unfortunate because it's the least payoff.
It's made you millions of dollars.
It has not.
In some way, it has.
No, the graphics are ultimately inconsequential.
You're crazy.
They're not. They're not the biggest part of the formula.
They're not the biggest part of the formula. And if it wasn't there, it would be worthless.
And they take the amount of time that it takes versus the. Payoff is not worth it.
That's not what hobbies are about.
Well, I'm gonna dive back into it.
Well, because if we didn't have motion graphics in the beginning when we started, we wouldn't be anywhere.
Well, I got
and when we were graphics heavy, it was super important, and they're very good. They're the best. And if we didn't have them, we wouldn't have lifted off the ground.
Okay. Well, I got a computer set up at the fish tank house, so I'm gonna be remote. This is gonna be a different thing from the previous seasons of Fish Tank. On the off hours when I'm just sitting there watching what's happening, I'm going to be doing graphics for Extreme Peace.
And it has like the equivalent of painting and finishing a composition.
It's got a, I mean, it's, in my opinion, yeah, it's way bigger than, it's like
it's
a,
bigger than painting, but like it gives you that feeling.
No, but I agree with what you're saying. It's like it's the finishing. It's like the part that's like, it makes it complete. You know,
post render, after rendering, yeah. You're like, oh god, this is so good.
Yeah,
yeah, that's dope.
It's just like glue that like tightens it all up and holds it together. It's like the F40 has a tubular steel frame, but it's reinforced with Kevlar that's glued in.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
What are they like? Wrap it around the pipes?
Yeah. Well, no, they don't wrap it around the pipes. They just sort of glue it to the pipes.
Ah, is it coming like patches?
So if there's like a steel triangle type thing, there'll be a Kevlar panel there that's bonded with resin, some sort of epoxy that's like a permanent glue. Do you know the Lotus Elise? Is that what it's called? The Elise,
the little one.
It's the Elise and the Exige.
Yeah.
The Elise, the original ones at least, were held together with glue.
Wow.
Aluminum pieces held together with glue, which is kind of crazy.
Lotus, I love Lotus.
They should have called it the Elmer.
Fundamentally, I love what Lotus is.
They should have called it the little fucker.
Yeah, they should have called this the car that I can fuck my butt with.
Yeah.
Because that's what it looks like. It looks like something you rub in your asshole.
The butt beeper.
Yeah.
But funnily enough, that one in the lower left corner, Nick. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that looks like something. Like, this is like what? If you really didn't understand how gay guys come, and you were just like, well, what I do is, here's the, you're not going to believe this. Here's how I come. And this is if I had to take a serious guess at like a young age, you know, when I was like, whatever, like, I don't know how you'd come or whatever. I just didn't get it. And I was like, I would think there would be like a mouse, like a computer mouse that you would just track over your asshole.
Yeah.
Like, and like that's
look at the dude standing there as you're saying.
But
this.
It would look like that.
Yeah.
It would be like a little car, like a Lotus Elise car that you would rub over your ass and be like, vroom, vroom. That's like you coming. So. Like they're so fucking, and I know there's like drag code, whatever coefficient.
Can you type in Lotus Exige, E-X-I-G-E? I love everything about Lotus.
They're pure.
I do. I'm sorry.
No.
And I love that every model starts with an E, and the model names are cool.
Yeah,
Esprit, Exige. That's a fucking good name.
That is a good name.
That's a killer name.
The Esprit type font.
Type in first gen. Yeah, they had some good.
It was good looking
typography too.
My dad had a Lotus Esprit demo for three of them. He had a green one, a white one, and a red one, and they were fat. And that was like my child. Never forgot it from my childhood.
Do the upper left or the third image there. I might drive that.
That reminds you.
No, I wouldn't. Nah,
dude, you will like. That's all fun and games until you literally buy it, and then you realize you bought like a human mouse.
I like shitty cars. I don't mind them.
No, I'm with you. I like fast. I'm getting into. Buddy, we need to get out of this. We need 990 horsepower bolted together C5s.
Mm-hmm.
Mustangs. Mm-hmm. I'm talking 2011 Mustangs, 5 liters with bolt-on Rick parts that put out like 1400 horsepower with, you know what I mean, like that's the most
eBay turbos
like fucking flea market finds, like Ferrari F430 engines inside Fox bodies, like I'm not playing around. Like, I'm dead serious. Like we need to get out of a whatever. I'm like, I want a Fox body. I think it's such a
Fox bodies are a killer.
They're so good looking.
They're timeless.
Yeah, like
they are.
An 88 Fox body coupe.
Can you type in Fox body LX?
Yeah, that's the one. And I would Jap tune it too. I would Jap coat the exterior. But God, yes.
Oh man.
Just the geometry.
That second image and the fifth one.
Yeah, the white one.
Holy shit.
Bro, look at that.
Holy shit, man. Do the one to the left of that, Chris.
Oh, it's Uncle Tim.
The one to the left of that. Man, that looks fucking good.
It's the geometry and the size of the car. It's like perfect.
It's like a baseball hat.
Yep. It's my little cap. It's 211 horsepower.
My ball cap.
But I mean, just like a clean body painted and like made for all wheel, like made for like road courses, stanced.
Oh. Those cars are really cool.
Before I forget, I was going to say that
that Hulu thing was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
That was the funniest thing ever.
Did you see that?
Yep. Mm. I saw it last night. I saw Ben.
Yeah.
Bro, Ben is funny.
Ben's really good.
Whose idea was that?
Waving like this?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I was dying.
Yeah.
That was thrown together really quick.
Yeah. Ben edited it overnight.
Damn.
He stayed up all night to edit that. Because what happened was Mizzy probably definitely knows what Fish Tank is. Mm-hmm. But she's not admitting it on camera.
Uh-huh.
She like snuck in and now she's like, I didn't even know. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know the show was live. So like, and I made the mistake of saying to Alex that black people approved of his use of the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, we got, and I think I said our live audience, which was not.
Oh, I see what you
I fucked it up.
I see.
So, so they started running their mouths about how it's, I think the show's live.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Mizzy knows what the show is. So mm-hmm. I just took her and her bestie, who she's been whispering to, aside and was like, I know you know the show's live. You can't tell anybody or you're off the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so then to like kind of, then to sort of muddy the waters and because the rumor, everybody was talking about it, even though I thought that only those two were the ones talking about it. So to muddy the waters, we were like, we had to edit the episode, the quick episode one, and be like, episode one's live now, guys. We're on Hulu.
That's so funny.
So that sort of pushed the, kicked the can down the road. Although now they're sort of questioning whether the Hulu thing was fake because we didn't show it on the Hulu app.
I thought you guys were going to run Hulu app presets.
I think we might have to.
Yeah, yeah, like
to do that.
Hulu.
Yeah, maybe episode. I think we might. Wes might be able to like dupe the Hulu app.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Or just show like scroll through where you have someone faking with a remote control.
Yeah, that too. Like, boop, yeah, boop, like a video boop, of it. Yeah, yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I bet you can download that from YouTube.
Yeah, but the thing is, pretty soon we have to introduce the computer voice, which is TTS, where they we're going to tell them that they're talking to a computer, and they'll probably figure out pretty quickly that they're talking to real people, probably within like 2 days or something. So once that happens, then there's kind of no point in continuing the Hulu gaslight.
It'd be kind of funny to just keep saying Hulu and being like, and
we will,
letting them figure it, like ram it into their heads.
We will
for 7-10 days even after it's all done.
Yeah.
Like, and then like have them get in trouble for Hulu rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, guys, Hulu just fell. What the fuck? Just keep slamming them.
The Laron.
Yeah.
His post about the show before going on.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned the Zeus Network, which mm-hmm. is like a black.
Oh, yeah.
Gay reality network that I knew before. And there's this show called Bad Boys Austin.
Bro.
And it has, what's his name? What's that dude? Orlando Brown.
Yeah. Orlando Brown's on it?
I've seen clips of this.
Are you serious? Yeah. I gotta see this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, you haven't seen this, Nick?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah. I actually watched this.
This is my city, state, everything.
Everything.
I hope you miss me, because now I'm back. I'm just living proof of what God will do.
I'm just trying to figure out if y'all ready for me.
I'm ready. Season 2, let's see what it do, man.
Yeah, Texas! Season 2 looking real fucking good!
Wow.
Damn.
I'm about to be on the road. Like me. We gonna tear Houston up. Next we gonna hit Austin.
Yeah, she like hot dress. Drip got in the press. Yeah, I'm a bad boy. Let's go. Texas the best. Uh-huh. Rich nigga. Yeah. We getting paid. Let's go. You a broke boy.
All of them been going back and forth on social media, and I want them to talk.
I just feel like y'all was just two fakes being around each other. But no, Anthony is a fake ass bitch. That's what it is.
Jonathan, I don't feel like the energy that you've been giving me is worth our friendship.
Play stop acting dumb.
Let's just lower our tones.
No, nigga, you start hollering. Fuck you mean? No, I'm talking how you talking.
I just feel like I need to slide out because he can't just chill.
Just don't say nothing to him.
All that other fuck shit, we gotta make sure we keep that shit away from us.
I just feel like we need to turn it up. We need a new bad boy.
Go ahead, bring him in.
I know y'all weren't doing bad boys without the King of Miami.
Okay, so this is what I feel about the situation with you. Because I was debating when I was standing over there whether I wanted to come in here and beat your ass.
Let go. You're not finna beat that nigga. You're not finna beat me, so don't get mad at me. Just let the shit go.
I would hate to be the Disney star.
Man, you getting airtime talking to Orlando Brown, nigga.
Are we talking or not?
What's the problem?
Why are you yelling at him, though?
Yelling?
Hold on.
We're not gonna talk.
I think we get it.
Is there a fight?
Are they all gay?
No, they're all straight as shit, dude. Are you kidding me? I hang out with black dudes a lot, played football. Those fucking guys right there. I'm not kidding you. Fucking, I'll be honest. They're probably straighter than I am.
The glasses especially are crazy.
Is there a fight? I got to see a fight.
Yeah, but these glasses are crazy.
Those are the 305B Cartiers. Those are buffs.
There's no lens in there.
No lens in there.
We keep that shit away from us.
Oh, yeah, there's a fight. But the funny part is they stretch one, like, shove, like, over three episodes. Uh-huh. So it's like,
what's up, bro?
Let's recap that shove again.
Fuck you.
Yeah, what's up? Run me out.
I'm here.
Square up, nigga.
We just had breakfast.
Come here.
They just had breakfast.
Welcome to Bad Boys Season 2, bitch.
Yeah, I remember a lot of guys that play football with
talking. Oh, yeah, he takes the truck.
Wow.
he steals the truck. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, these are all fucking roughnecks.
Yeah, football.
I played football just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, honestly, one of the guys on my football team stole the reality TV truck.
Well, he's trying to tickle his tummy.
Dude, when I played football, the funniest thing to wear would be like a turquoise leather
crop
suit
top
with no shirt on.
Yeah.
Because it's like, show my muscles, wear turquoise.
Yeah.
Wear like jewel tones, jewels, royalty.
Stripper V-thong.
It's like, thongs just show muscles.
It gets you speed.
It's faster, less resistance, shows your ass. And honestly, like, showing people your bubble butt is dominance.
Yeah.
I like to dominate,
dude,
on the fucking field. I like to dominate in the minds of my straight friends.
Did you see the on Fish Tank, the gay black guy?
The two?
Well, the one that's more threatening and horrifying.
The one with the face that looks like he's been fucking eating rats?
Yeah.
Like his skin looks like he's been severely malnourished?
Yeah.
I like the shot you did. Is it overexposed on the intro or something?
I think they might have sharpened it.
Because it's like, holy shit. It's like.
But it might not be sharpened. It might just be close
it's
up.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But I saw his face, how fucked up his face was. And I was like, we got to walk the camera in a little bit here. But the, I went through his stuff. He has post-exposure doxycycline, which is, you just, after a sexual encounter, you just assume that you got an STD. So you take this just every time. Just every time you have
don't
sex.
Don't touch him.
You take it. I wash my hands after every interaction with the guy. After any sexual encounter, you take this antibiotic, I think. And he's got, he's on PrEP.
Oh.
And he has schizophrenia meds. He's got like 10 different meds in his bag. Like,
we have to keep that away from us, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, we have to keep that away from us, bro.
Yeah.
We got to do whatever we can do on the Zeus Network to keep that away from us. Yo, post-exposure deoxycycline? What are we talking about, bro? All right, got it?
Yeah. And he's got these notebooks. And I was like, I asked him when we were outside the house, what are those notebooks for? And he said he's a tutor. Which I believe he's in Mensa. I believe that he's, you know, high IQ. He might be a math tutor or something. But his notebooks are all empty, except for one, which has a printed out, basically it's like a 100-point list on how to be a masculine black man. And it's like, assert dominance with unyielding eye contact, broad shoulders at all times, how to have perfect West Nigerian bump-free skin, how to have perfect male aesthetic feet. It's like a how-to guide type thing.
I got to get that
it's
list.
It's like the 48 laws of...
Tell me you took a picture of it.
I mean, I could go get it and photocopy it. We should probably just do that.
We should sell it as our own.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a good
idea. There's money in there.
There's money in there.
Cocoa butter on your black Nigerian feet.
All our West Nigerian homosexual prostitute viewers out there. They're gonna love
it. Finally, they are talking right to me. Bad Boy Zeus Network. Wow, this last episode of PGL was a good one.
I'm glad I watched all 100 previous episodes for no reason.
They used to say nigga too much. Now it's like they are there for me. Way better. Do they know the benefits of batana oil for their hair scalp? Nick has a bad hairline. He should use batana oil. God damn.
Oh, man.
So it's going live. It went live, what, Monday, yesterday, two days ago?
Sunday. Started Sunday.
Who's going to win?
I don't know.
Who's going to win the 2800?
I don't know. We thought we were going to kick Ian because he's boring, but now he's kind of...
Who's Ian?
He's kind of funny. He's the one that's like people don't know who he is because he's forgettable and he doesn't talk.
Is he the one that's the meth addict white guy?
No, he's like a Mexican guy. He doesn't talk.
Is he local? He looks like a Rhode Islander.
I don't think he's local. I think he's local. But he's it's kind of funny how he's like not making content, so we might keep him on.
Do girls always win?
A girl would win if she's a cute streamer.
The blue streamer girl for sure.
She's not, I don't think she's like bubbly or fun enough.
Got you.
But she might become that.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I'll go in there and beat her ass. Mm. Bro, she's saying I'm getting airtight at Disney. Y'all beat her ass. I like Orlando Bloom being totally.
Yeah.
Remember when Charleston White, I asked him about the man? Orlando Bloom?
What did he say?
He's like, bro, he on that bullshit. He got 5% truth. And the rest of his fucking, he had like a really funny word for like bonkers.
That's Ian right there.
Yeah, he looks forgettable.
Yeah, I don't know if.
Who has the most endorsements?
I think Binks or no. Luke.
Luke's got 3,300.
Wow, Bert.
Bert's got 5,500.
Oh, Bert's going to win.
It's Bert.
Bert's going to win then.
Yeah, they're liking
Bert.
Honestly, the Bert's the most memorable.
I think Alex has to stay till pretty far into it. Smack is pretty forgettable so far.
Really?
Yeah, she's not it.
She sounded like she had a really good, my name is Smashley Mac or something.
No, I think she wears off quick.
Yeah, you get tired of her?
The Indian guy, oh my God.
I heard that there, at the end of it. He was like, I'm not in the video.
Yeah, we cut him out. We cut him out of the promo.
That's so funny,
and
bro.
And then right after we showed the promo, we did confessional videos with everybody except him.
Yo, that's so funny.
I like funny. He kind of poses for the, he's kind of does like, oh, he's just like a,
yeah,
like a head tilt or something.
Oh, he's like, I do not want violence. Those who do not remember me will worship me. Whatever that guy, that Indian guy is. Like University of Massachusetts. That guy who's the Indian guy.
No, I don't think I've seen that.
Indians are so fucking dramatic.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like a cultural thing where like we thought like black women were like, actually, they're not really that dramatic.
Well, this guy, I feel bad for him because he's doing the sort of fake it till you make it charisma thing, where you know he's watched a lot of YouTube videos on how to be assertive with body language and
Is it fair to say that all of them do it now?
All Indians?
Black guy's doing it too.
Yeah, but I think... Not in this way, no. This guy's definitely like, he's really just reaching. He's really trying to get to be charismatic and to be something. And I do empathize with him.
How's Ted?
Ted is broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's like cuddling with Bert.
Really?
Yeah. Can you just go to Twitter and type in and just do and look up the hashtag? It's probably.
Oh, bro. The girl had sex last season, right? The girl.
Which girl?
So one of the chick had sex, right?
I don't think so. I think they went. I don't know. I think they went off camera and either pretended or didn't complete it. But I can't. I don't know for sure. Bert sniffs Ted.
That's an AI thing. So it's.
Is it an AI when they go? Okay. Get out of here.
That's AI already?
That's Now that's not AI, right?
No way.
Yo, dog.
Do you break it up or do you?
No, it's love.
It's love, Chris.
Dude,
don't be racist. Let it play.
Okay.
Everybody's horny for this.
Yeah, that is. That really, like, dude. Not real gay.
I mean, it shook me up. I shouldn't. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. I don't matter. I mean, everything matters.
What?
But yeah. My opinion just don't matter, I'm sure.
What do you have to me? Why'd you say something so
I don't know if I can keep going.
You can close this.
It does come down to safety of the whole household.
This is a little too real.
He's talking about safety of the whole household after Luke shoves the Indian guy?
Oh,
yo, they're making out?
That's AI.
Yeah, that's AI.
Oh.
But Ted is like a symptom of our age. Like he's a nothing matters guy who's like embraced femininity and the need for security.
Right.
And we were asking him what his fears are. And he said his fears are, can we get him off the screen? Just go somewhere. Go to Twitter homepage or something. He was saying his fears are that his loved ones and the people close to him would die. And I think the root of that is that he's afraid that he won't have like a support system.
100%.
Because he lives with his sister, and he's worried that if he doesn't have these people supporting him, then what is he going to do? Like he's the rat experiment. What's the name of the rat experiment? Is there a name for that? Can you type in rat experiment, modernity, behavioral sink, Calhoun? This sounds like it. Yeah. Calhoun's early experiments, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so this is
insignificance by, it's basically you feel like you become insignificant because of population?
The population, I don't know. The rat utopia, this is it right here, rat utopia. Rat utopia is they give them unlimited food. They have no like material wants, like they have all the food that they want. And what happens is there's a small subsect of the some of the males become like hyper violent and aggressive, and then other males withdraw and become feminine and preoccupy themselves with like grooming and preening and stuff. And I think that's most certainly something that's happening now with humans. And I think that's what Ted is.
It's 100% that
what Ted's deal is.
Watching people make decisions, and I guess buying things and trying to figure out how to propagate your life is, you know, a version of that, and everybody sort of suffers from that, which I'm not gonna, but watching people, some of like the younger guys will hit me up on like Scuffed and stuff like that, and like thinking that things are really bad. I'm like, buddy, that's not bad at all. Like, you're gonna get mollywopped. If you ever get like a DUI or like you get in like a relationship where you're going to try to get a girl back or something, you're going to get your fucking head kicked in or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, you mean they hit you with problems that are just like regular?
Not that big of a deal. And they're like, dude, it's so bad. I have 10,000 in credit card debt.
Yo.
And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not even going to offer a comparison, but like, bro.
Yeah.
I know people that are sucking their fucking uncle's pussy. You know what I mean? There's people who have been like raped by drills. I've had people like their mom makes them watch their shower.
Yeah.
Like that's a fucking problem. You know, like, oh, I'm really trying to figure this out. You know, credit card debt. Oh.
Yeah.
Like, okay, bro.
They're calling me. They're calling me. They're calling me.
Yeah, they're going to come. Amex.
What are they going to do? They're calling me.
They're going to fuck you up, dude. They want their money bad. They have your $10,000 set aside and kick the kid's ass until we get it fund. Fuck him up.
They're going to send the bad guys from Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man after you.
Yeah, they're going to be in fucking duster coats.
Bulletproof dusters with steer. AUG, AUG.
Stare out.
Rifles.
That's right to your bedroom door.
For your Barclays card.
Yeah, 200 fucking rounds through your bedroom door.
Yeah.
You go out in the living room, your mom's fucking riddled with bullets. So I'm like, ah! You should have.
Yeah. Should have made the minimum payment.
Yeah. Not like I did make the minimum payment. And they're like, oh, you did? Oh, my bad. Oh, man, I would love to get shot with an AUG. That'd be so cool. Do you see the handheld? They make a handheld Metal Storm.
Oh, really?
Is that
cool?
Handheld Metal Storm.
That's sweet.
I know. I mean, it might be fake, but it's real. There it goes. Second one.
Oh, sick.
Imagine that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Imagine having Metal Storms rolling around. Like
is there a video? Is it real?
We're talking about dressing up the Metal Storm as a cowboy. Yeah. It's just like, you want to duel with me, partner? And it's like, it's like an auto voice. It just has a cowboy hat on it. It's on wheels. Yeah. And it's like, well, if you're little ready, little lady. They go on the streets in the Wild West. And they're just like, ah! It's just annihilating cowboys.
The whole street.
But people think it's a guy.
Yeah.
Because it's like drinking whiskey and shit. Like, hey, little lady. Their big girls are fucking the corner of it. It's just on wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so fucking funny. It's riding on a horseback. It's just the gun with a cowboy hat.
Nick, was the thing you sent me on Instagram with what's her name? Polar. Was it Amy Poehler?
Oh, yeah, Amy Poehler.
Is that the one you wanted to show?
That was perfect Amy Poehler, but we can let's do the other thing first. The guy.
Is that the one? Is that the TikTok?
Yeah, I think it's the TikToks. Have you seen this guy?
No. What can we? No, how can we this. Wrap up the thing about the feminized men?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What about the... Are the...
Worrying about your parents dying and your support system? Is that's his biggest worry?
I think that's why he's worried about his loved ones dying is because he would have no means to survive. That's my suspicion is that he's like entire because what he does is he does pottery.
You're gonna have to walk into the ocean and kill yourself.
So he means financially.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Oh.
He'd like to not call it that, but it's 100% only that.
Yeah.
It's not only that. No, it's only that. Those are guys who cry at having to get a job.
Yeah.
I think it's emotionally, it's valid to fear that. Oh, obviously.
What, that your loved ones are going to die?
Not to fear it in an irrational way, but.
Don't think it's valid to be thinking about that.
Not to think about
that's
it.
That's your biggest fear? I think that's ridiculous.
What's a bigger fear?
There's probably like 500 of them.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Getting tortured and
your loved ones are gonna die. That's what happens. Oh, that's life. People you exit this life with nothing, with nobody. Typically.
Yeah.
Yeah, you drink at my funeral and you celebrate my life.
All that's left is what you did and who you touched with your actions.
My death is gonna be glorious.
I'm gonna stand in your coffin and fucking play your guitar poorly.
I'm gonna be patient zero brought back to life.
Chris is awesome.
Bring him back.
Bring him back. Just dragging you out of your coffin.
No, just treat me like one of those like Indonesian like mummies where you, like I'm just chilling in the living room forever.
Yeah.
Like you embalm me or whatever.
I'll just glue you to my back so you're just like backwards facing me.
I think you have to have children and you have to leave your mark on the world. And that's not what Ted is going to do, either of those things.
Is he?
I think you gotta, if you're going to, I mean, if you're really going to prepare for end game, you have to think about posterity and what you are leaving, the energy that you've been granted and privilege of being a functional human being and having a working body and the ability to fight and solve problems. you have to do something with that.
They will be absolved by the state. Wherever there is an effeminate male that's been beaten by the world, there's a masculine woman that's ready to come, let her come in him, her. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There is some fucking fat debate captain bitch that will swallow that kid whole, that will squeeze that kid's butt cheeks like a ketchup packet into her.
Yeah.
And she will make his life what he is going to be the best thing that ever happened to him, but the worst thing that ever happened to him if you were a real human. If he ever woke up out of the psychosis that he's in because he's being a little fat.
Displaced narcissistic mothering instinct run rampant.
Yes.
Control. Let me control you.
What percentage of those guys are just actually gay, though? And they're just settled with a wife,
I don't think he's gay. I think he's just weak as hell.
Yeah.
And there's a type of guy that's like a when the weakness is so totally soul consuming that I think he doesn't care that he's doing gay shit.
He thinks that's exactly what it is.
Oh, like
Zelda
guys.
There's no shortage of societal messaging that like being gay is totally normal and cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not saying, I know there are guys with like gay brain where it's like, you should like the old school gay guy at the auction, the guy that's like going down,
Skip.
You shouldn't be like, hey, you're a I don't think that it's like productive to like,
no,
to verbally abuse.
And so what, honey?
Guys that have gay brain. But like this kid, there's no short, like as soon as he goes on the computer, it's like, it's okay to be gay.
Yeah.
Look, it's your favorite Marvel character. He's gay.
He's rubbing a mouse on his ass.
He's rubbing a mouse on his ass. You know?
Yeah.
It's like he's as soon as he looks at a screen, people like this, everybody, as soon as you look at a screen, you're under assault. You're under attack. And you have to be, like, depending on how selective or not selective you are with what kind of content you consume, with what type of stuff you're searching for, looking for, like what you've sort of trained the algorithm to show you, right? You're probably under attack.
Chinese cooking videos.
But I mean, if you open up your, Instagram and it's all big bubble butt girls in bikinis, you're under attack.
Yeah,
it's true.
You've trained the algorithm to
show me the Oregon track team,
stimulate you in a way that's completely unnatural and has nothing to do with real women or real life. You're just looking at asses.
They're not gonna fuck me, I found out.
Yeah, guess what?
Guess what they said? My hairline is disgusting. That's what the Oregon girls track team said to me when I said, holy shit, would fuck you down? Married, she chill.
Show Bob's and Vagine.
Maybe, no, kidding. Maybe the challenge is on the show will help him out.
No, he's gone.
No, he's
unfixable.
Those
he's also
people
30.
Get dragged. Have you ever seen how like a carpaccio gets eaten?
No.
In front of four people?
No.
You ever like see four people eat a carpaccio and you're pulling
slide
it apart?
Off.
You're just that's what happens. You know what happens? Hyundai gets a little piece of him.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Catwoman gets a large piece of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then something that he saw that like a boss from his shitty job will get a large piece of him.
Mm-hmm.
Him, his influencer. Fuck, it could be someone on that show, like the fucking black guy that's about to rape his ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be like, it's cool, though. Just yummy.
Just the piece.
Just the piece. But, I mean, I think it's like, you know, the more you see these women and men getting married that are married because of those reasons that we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
where, like, you have an emasculated male,
mm-hmm.
you've got an unlovable,
mm-hmm.
and somehow they like it's like they bounce
like
off
two pieces of shit that get glued together.
They just fuse over the reality that like the dejected girl just says, "You're a pussy. I don't want to be with you." And like you're a fucking guy, and it's almost like it's perfect.
Yeah.
And then they have a miserable existence together, and they'll admit it.
Yeah.
It's sexless. It's loveless. It's borderline childless.
Yeah.
But you can, you know, childless in their world, it's not planned or, you know what I mean? It's like, well, I'm pregnant. Well, you're not going to take care of me?
Sometimes what they do is they'll like either have a kid or adopt to fill a void.
100%.
And then they'll ruin a new life.
Yeah, that's the wildest. That Munchausen, the modern Munchausen shit is crazy.
Uh-huh.
We don't even see it. Why don't we see it?
Is it stinky?
It's got poop on it, Chris.
We don't. Like, we turned our back to the term Munchausen.
Yeah.
Like, girls, women today, and I need the Red Scare crowd in our thing. to admit that shit. That's the worst side of some of the women is the Munchausen shit from the average girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I was a baseball dad, I would know. I'm not because I make fucking daughters. So, but I would never. I would kick my own ass and be sad if I ever felt myself becoming a baseball dad. Like, no, you got to do it. Like just forcing kids to play sports and shit. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Toughen up.
Toughen up. Walk it off. Get out of here. Talking to your kids like that?
Yeah.
Holy shit, do I fucking hate that. Mm. I didn't even get like hit as a kid. Mm-hmm. And it still drives my dad. It fucking, he has like fucking Vietnam vet shit when it happens. Mm-hmm. I'll kill him.
Yeah.
But like, women are very comfortable subtly being maniacal with their daughters and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the Judd Apatow movies, that fucking bitch that Judd Apatow is married to, the best bitch of all time.
Can you look up Judd Apatow wife?
His hot wife, his hot bitch wife, Leslie Mann.
No.
The worst one is when the mom drinks with the daughter, in like before they're of age.
Oh God,
I've seen that many times.
Might as well fucking let the guys in the football team fucking rail you, which happens in the real world, by the way. You know those fucking teachers, fucking students aren't alone.
Yeah.
I've fucked.
It's not just magical because they're teachers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Like, my roommate in college, we fucked an aunt at a high school graduation party.
Mm-hmm.
Or got head, sorry. That's better. Getting straight up head at a graduation party.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard of multiple real life instances of
tons.
Like a guy sharing a mom and a daughter like on two separate occasions.
Right. That's not, no dad would ever allow that. Not one. Or whatever. Very low. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that. But that like child hate trope from movies.
That's the worst thing in the world to me.
The number one. I don't even feel like I'm not going
to. I fucking hate my kids.
Yeah. If I could just blow them up and send them on a rocket to Mars, I would. Yeah. I like hearing this. Why don't you just be like, fuck you. It's the craziest thing. Like, and how people, they've conditioned people to think that was funny. I remember before I had kids, I kind of didn't want to have them. I was like, I don't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like very like good at being like, get that shit away from me. I want to be an alcoholic. Basically, I want to be an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say, I want to be Uncle Drunky and Auntie Cool.
Yeah.
That's how I wanted to roll. We'll own a restaurant. We'll have money. We'll go on trips. Mm-hmm. And then it got boring and then kids came and it was wonderful and all that. But now that I have kids, never has been like a thing where I'm like this. Get out of here. Get out. Like when your dad Alec Baldwin's you.
Yeah.
Why don't you stand over there, Samuel?
Well, he never did that, but
no,
mm-mm.
no,
but
that's good.
Well, there's a Joyner Lucas song that's literally
that anti kid thing is.
This is just him being like, I fucking hate you,
to his mom,
to his kid, but he at the end he's like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, get the fuck away from me. I don't even give a shit about that.
It's ridiculous.
Looking fat.
Don't play that.
Okay. Anyways.
But yeah, no, and I'm not like fucking virtue signaling. I'm some like great dad. It's just, it's strange as shit to me.
It's evil.
Yeah.
And
I know they probably love their kids a lot and their kids, you know, obviously they put their kids in movies right away. That's how you show your child how good of a mom you are, is to fucking Munchausen or whatever the fuck they call that when you live vicariously through your kids.
I mean, turn him into a celeb.
Yeah, that's a cool thing to do to a child. Yeah, kids, or you could just give them money.
Kids love that. Super healthy.
Yeah, I know. They love.
Kids want to be in movies.
Yeah, kids love being actors. Yeah, they love being on screen with adults. That's what kids like. They don't feel.
They want to be the next Macaulay Culkin.
You want to see my band? Pizza hot dog. I'll live a weird life. I'm dating celebrities for some reason. It's Macaulay Culkin coming into the party from the sewers.
It's probably really bad for a kid to have to like repeat a line psychologically.
Yeah.
Like there's like, you know what I mean?
I don't like seeing kids in movies or TV shows ever.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because you know that there's the mother or whoever's their like handler.
They're in the back.
Is some fucking freak.
Yeah.
Like straight up freak that would, if they could, you know, if they would sell them for $250,000, they would.
As a whole. It'd be like, $250,000, he stays here.
Yeah.
Little guy's gonna stay here for $250,000.
Yeah,
look at how good of a tap dancer he is.
I hate seeing kids in movies or TV shows.
CGI him.
Yeah, you know how fucked up these fucking people are.
And you're like, no, that's crazy to say. Oh, is it? They've been raping nonstop. We've been saying it for 15 years. My buddy Trafficante was at my house, but right before I got here, I was on a bobcat with him. Mm-hmm. We're putting tubes in and shit like that. Mm-hmm. He's like, fucking Roach, though, I gotta say, this motherfucker was talking about this P. Diddy shit 15 years ago, and I literally thought he was going off the deep end. That's when I was like, yo, Roachford's cooked. This kid's fucking gone. He's saying this to the girls. And then ended up becoming true.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, dude, everybody in the world who was like, you scratch the surface like this much. Like, it was like, oh, let me do some deep digging. There it is, child rape. It was like immediate, like YouTube 101.
Yeah, yeah.
Or any gossip websites or any of this shit. And it was like, oh yeah, this is all gossip.
As soon as you switch off Sports Center.
Yeah, as soon as you're like, well, don't you know that directors, producers, and Hollywood executives rape children constantly? Blood of Christian children. And it's like that trope, the one of like hating your kids, when you see it manifest in like Rhode Island.
Those people have to be publicly shamed.
They should be publicly shamed.
If you ever see that walking around, you gotta let these people know that they're f***ts.
Yeah.
You gotta let them know.
Yeah, it needs
if
to be.
If it's a woman, use the C word. Drop that on them.
Yeah, stop being a fucking
and just don't even push it. Just be like, man, what a
nice.
And then dip out.
Yeah.
And then if they come up to you and say, what? Excuse me, what? You say, I was on my phone. Yeah. I said bunt.
I was on the phone with the cops. What? Probably a child molester. What? Yeah, no. This is one of the ones that I lost. This is kind of fun. This is cool. This kid.
This kid?
Yeah, this kid's cool. Believe it or not.
The antinatalism. I know it's also the antinatalism and the anti-child thing. It is pushed by the hat people. I know that, okay? But it's also the fact that that regular white people embrace it so wholeheartedly.
It's embarrassing.
It is a white psychological, I guess other black people do this too. Black people, yeah. I hate my kids. And they also, they beat their kids way more. But when it is a psychological sickness problem that has to be erased.
I think it came from WASPs too.
It may have propagated
in movies.
I think it's if it's WASPs, it might be that it's has something to do with once you reach a level of economic success and like dinks, dual income, no kids, that whole like 80s.
Yeah.
The thing that started coming up in the 80s and also being more, if you're a WASP, you're more susceptible to virtue signaling. And it is like, if you say what virtue signaling is on one level, it's that you have, it's the same thing as conspicuous consumption. So if you have a lot of money and you want to let people know you have a lot of money, you go buy a Lamborghini because a Lamborghini, it is obviously a depreciating asset. It's a waste of money. What you're telling people is you have so much that you can afford to throw it away. That's what conspicuous consumption is about. And there's parallels in the animal kingdom of like just mating rituals where you're, I don't know, throwing bananas away, letting bananas rot in a pile to show that you don't need the bananas because you have so many. That's the philosophy behind conspicuous consumption. And virtue signaling is on one level just an extension of that. And it's that you have so much. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like James Dean smoking a cigarette in a leather jacket on a motorcycle. I have so much vitality and so much youth and so much energy that I can afford to live dangerously. I can afford to throw it away by smoking cigarettes. I can afford to throw it away by riding a motorcycle without a helmet.
That's the way I live like three lives.
Exactly. That's another thing. And so then virtue signaling is like, it's the ultimate because, I'm so rich and so secure in my position, and I'm so high above the rabble and the riffraff, and I'm so not a hillbilly that not only can I afford Forget a Rolls Royce, forget a Lamborghini, forget the cigarettes and the motorcycle. I can afford to throw my culture away. I can afford to throw away my genetic, everything, basically everything that my ancestors worked for over 20,000 years of genetic differentiation.
And be Gigi Allen?
I can afford to, like it doesn't matter to me that we're bringing in replacement levels of people that are genetically not like me. That doesn't matter to me because I'm so secure in my position. I have so much that I can throw it all away. That's another level psychologically of what's happening with virtue signaling. And it's like also—
Let's stay right there though, hold on. Mm-hmm. Who told you that?
That's something that that's put together from watching all these guys, but that's a Stefan Molyneux point.
Okay, so— That's the equivalent of like, hold on, an academic,
mm-hmm.
right? The mm-hmm. behavior of a New England academic
mm-hmm.
is like that.
Well, you remember the Sopranos, when they show the Northern Italian,
yes,
the psychologist's friends having dinner,
like the sausage spinning,
and they're trying to distance themselves from the lower.
Right.
Italians. That's also what's going on to a degree.
So like that's like a like in my neighborhood I have like a couple of hey bud, get real. Kamala's going to take the White House.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a like an educational libby New Englander that's just holier than thou.
Yeah.
Living on a teacher's pension. But it's because I didn't have to do anything.
But those people really are desperate to show that they're not hillbillies.
Yes,
that they're not rubes. That
yes.
they're sophisticated. And I think that the kid hate could also have to do with virtue signaling where it's like I'm so secure in my position and I have so much to give away. We can give away our genetic future and I don't even care about my offspring kind of thing.
That's fucking crazy. Like that's just out of your own behavioral study of that, like who would ever, like why bother then? Why bother ripping your pussy apart, you psychopath?
Yeah.
Why bother birthing a child so you can say you did it? I mean, I don't know.
Single motherhood probably has a lot to do with it too.
Well, if it's a couple, I think a lot of couples. I think there are a lot of people who have kids because they're either bored or because they just see it as it's the next step that everyone expects you to do. It's kind of like going to college.
Yeah.
It's like, of course you have to do this.
I can get more money from my parents if I have a kid.
Yeah.
It's fucking, the ones I'm thinking of, like the ones that are truly terrible mm-hmm. are the B+ students that are the mid-level achievers. They make more than 90, but less than 400.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the 160, showy, mm-hmm. cunty, not big brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sitting here telling you, but I'm smarter than that.
Midwit people.
Midwit.
Yeah.
Like a midwit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know. It's wild to watch because kids don't know. It's really sad because kids truly don't know any better. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's like the way my dad describes it as from like a ninth grade dropout. It's just sad sounding. Mm-hmm. He's like, your dad is like Superman to you.
Yeah.
That's how he says it. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
And he's like, you don't hit him like that. What are you fucking crazy?
Yeah.
You don't even yet. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I never like, you don't think about it in that simple of a term. You're like, it's not even close to how you should act.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I guess I never really, I guess discipline has to happen, but there's like a way and a line to do it. You know what I mean? Like your kids can't run willy nilly.
You just negotiate with them. You talk to them like
a human being.
Yeah. But the thing about kids is it's like, they're the purest connection that we have to, like divinity, basically. Like they are like the ultimate expression of innocence. And I think that the people who like hate children or resent children, it's basically because they hate and resent life.
Right. Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
They were treated like that. It's really hard for me to watch people say, like, I went through that, so that's how it was. That's so selfishly gay.
Yeah.
And I watch a lot of grown men be like, I did that. Look how I successful friends. I did that. Look how I turned out. I'm like, yes, bro. You cried like a little fat. Yo, you cried like a fucking bitch your entire childhood. You're telling me you're going to make someone else do that? Like, you fucking queen. Yeah. You, like, literal pageant queen of a man. Like, that's kind of like the way they go through it. They're like, as well, I did this, you know, this stuff, some of the, I'm not saying all aspects of it worked, but sometimes the discipline, like, I remember before I had kids, like, my kids, I hit my kids. And people saying that, and I was like, I remember being like, I guess, you know, kids, like, when I didn't have kids, I'm like,
You didn't know. So you thought, I guess they're so bad you have to hit them.
Yeah. And I'm like, I mean, everybody did turn into a fucking fat when kids stopped getting hit. And you were like, was that really it?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't think it was the parents hitting the kids that was fucking making kids the faggots.
It was the nuns.
Yeah. It was the nuns. Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's one of the, man. One of the things that black people do that's just such a massive L and is irredeemable is when they're like, that's what the problem is. They don't hit that kid no more. You got to beat that boy.
Boy, if you don't get your ass on.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, you fucking broke crackhead.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit MDE.TV.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.